Hey there, it's Clay with ModernLove.life. In this video, we're going to be talking about how to make your ex addicted to you and five factors that just, you know, don't fail when it comes to this if you properly implement them. Now, you're going to want to stick around because the last one is a little bit weird, a little bit off the beaten path. You know, it's not anything like crazy, like reverse psychology or, you know, pay people on Craigslist so you can like take selfies with them to make them jealous or anything like that. We're going to talk about what actually works here, okay? So first and foremost, number one, you got to get out of damage control mode. Now, if you're new here, if you don't know what damage control mode is, it's that panicked state of being that many times people find themselves in during a breakup, where you're, you know, maybe doing things like texting a million times a day, begging, pleading, calling, over-investing, over-analyzing, walking on eggshells, all that sort of stuff, damage control mode sort of things. Obviously, I think, you know, me and probably most other people here on YouTube are going to be advising you to not be in damage control mode. Okay, that's one of the main reasons why people recommend regular no contact. We recommend active no contact, but that's a story for another day. I'm not a huge fan of no contact in general. I think there's definitely a time and place for it, but just like a general thing, I don't think that everyone needs to be doing it. I think it can be beneficial if you are in damage control mode. But if you're not in damage control mode, hey, maybe you don't need to do it. Maybe you don't even need to do it if you are in damage control mode. I don't know. But, you know, we got to take these things one thing at a time. But either way, you know, tangent aside, you got to get out of damage control mode. If you want your ex to actually value you, connect with you, get addicted to you, whatever, you got to get out of damage control mode and pull your energy back where it belongs so you're not constantly looking for things outside of yourself, okay? Thing number two is that you have to show them that they're not walking back into the same relationship that they walked out of in the first place. Now, breakups happen for all kinds of different reasons. Now, usually they fall under one of three categories. Either the two of you weren't on the same team, you had poor communication, or there was a lack of trust. But, you know, you want to take whatever the reason was for the breakup, and you want to actually demonstrate to your ex that they're not walking back into the same troubled, challenged relationship that they were in the first place. So what you want to do is you want to demonstrate this to them, not just tell them about it, don't just talk about it and promise them up and down that things are going to be different, but you want to demonstrate this by how you live your life. Now, oftentimes people are like, okay, well, how is my ex going to be able to see this if we're not in contact with one another, if we're not meeting up in person? Well, you just got to do it anyway. You got to take whatever it was and just start living your life in a better way. Whether or not your ex is looking, okay, it doesn't matter whether or not your ex is looking because they're going to find some way of figuring it out anyway. So just constantly be living your life in a better way that's going to show them and show anyone else that this is not the same dynamic that it was before. Whether or not they're looking, whether or not you think that they're looking, whether or not they're stalking you on Facebook or Instagram or any other social media platform. Thing number three to get your ex addicted to you is to hit the thumbs up button for this YouTube algorithm, because the more people hit the thumbs up button for this YouTube algorithm, the more YouTube is going to say, hey, this is actually a pretty good video. We might want to show Clay's videos to some more people out there. Maybe give the guy a little bit of a, you know, a leg up, give him a little bit of a boost. So, you know, if you do like these videos, you want to help other people out by helping them find these videos much more easily than the reverse psychology BS videos out there, hit the thumbs up button. It does help a guy out with his YouTube channel. Anyway, seriously though, thing number three is to actually connect with your ex on an emotional level. Now, this is probably one of the main cornerstones of what we've been talking about on this channel ever since the beginning, is emotional connection. We've talked about how it's the most important thing in the whole process. We've talked about the advanced relational skills that help you to make this emotional connection happen. By the way, we have a whole playlist on advanced relational skills. It's right up there. It is really what we've been, you know, talking about primarily on this YouTube channel, especially in the early days, but in many other forms as well, too, through our online course, such as the X Solution program and all that. But emotional connection is the most important thing that you can be focusing on. You should be focusing on connecting on an emotional level, forming a lasting, meaningful emotional bond with your ex, and doing whatever you can do to deepen that emotional connection by being more present, by being more curious and empathetic, by having composure, not posturing or collapsing, by having clear communication, and all of these other things. The more you can connect emotionally, the more they're going to be able to see that spending time with you is enjoyable, it's worth it, and it's actually something that's going to be a benefit for them, especially in these days and ages when we're all just so starved for emotional connection because of social media addiction, being locked up in our homes because of the situation. I haven't made a video about the situation in a while. Maybe I should. Anyway, but emotional connection is absolutely critical. Very, very, very important. The fourth thing that you can do to get your ex addicted to you is to live your best life. Go ahead. Step into what's important to you. Step into your values. Step into doing something meaningful for you. Step into something that is absolutely the best version of you that you want to experience in this world. Not necessarily the best version of yourself to try to impress your ex or anything like that, but just what is it that's important to you? What is it that's important to you about life? Are you living your life congruently with that? If you are, awesome. If you could step into it in a deeper way, okay, let's go ahead and do that too. If you're not living into that at all, start thinking about it. Start asking yourself, like, what is holding you back? And actually get yourself to step into that. You know, we had this talk a couple of days ago on this channel here about, like, what if your ex's rebound relationship is better than you? I gave you a little bit of a pep talk on that one. If you need to, go back and, you know, revisit that video because it's important stuff. You really do want to live the best life that you can. You want to give yourself permission to do all of that. And then the fifth thing that you can do, and this is kind of a surprising one, is to actually love yourself. If you love yourself, you're not going to get caught in this pattern of chasing, of seeking validation, of looking for approval, of getting caught off center. You're going to actually love yourself enough to say, hey, you know, Clay, it's time to make some hard choices here. So obviously self-love is not just about, you know, eating chocolates and bubble baths and all that stuff. But self-love is about making the hard choices. It's about doing things that you would actually do if you cared about yourself, if you actually loved yourself. You'd say, okay, you know, I love myself enough to actually exercise in the morning. I love myself enough to actually eat right. I love myself enough to actually make these hard choices and build a lasting relationship with my dad, even though I know it's strained. I know I love myself enough to do things like push myself out of my comfort zone and ask my boss for a raise that I actually deserve. You know, go ahead and push yourself out of your comfort zone and do these sorts of things. Do these sorts of things to love yourself and to really value yourself enough to push yourself out of your comfort zone and value yourself. And when you do this, you're not going to get caught in this cycle of chasing validation. You're going to say, okay, I'm going to love myself enough to value my own opinion of myself more than someone else's. And I'm going to just simply say, okay, if you're not open for this right now, that's okay. If you change your mind, that's okay. We can have that conversation if and when we get there. But it sounds like you need some space right now, so we can just go ahead and do that. And that's really one of the best ways to not be emotionally spiraling out of control and to do what you need to do to stay balanced, stay grounded in what's most important to you, stay balanced and grounded in who you are, and to actually, you know, value yourself enough to be in alignment with that. If you want to actually work together with us, we haven't talked about this in a while, but if you want to work together with us, we do have a coaching program called Commit. It's application-based only because it requires a lot of, you know, my personal attention and all that stuff, and I want to make sure that I'm actually working with the right people. So if you do want to apply for coaching, there is an application form over at modernlove.life/quiz. You can go ahead and check that out. It's also down in the description box below. And if it makes sense for us to work together, we can go ahead and talk about what that looks like. And if we do work together, awesome. We've helped a lot of people get back into great relationships, live better lives, have great connections with people in their lives, get back together with their exes, all that sort of stuff through the Commit program. So please feel free to apply if that's something you want to do. I'd probably love to work with you. I guess it just depends on whether or not we can work together, whether or not it makes sense for us to do so. But the application form is right down below. And once again, if you do like this video, please hit the thumbs up button for this channel. But thank you so much. Please take care, and I'll talk to you next time.